Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, Mishnah Yashomi. We're learning Parah, the ninth Perek, Mishnah 6 and Mishnah 7. Mei chatas ve'efer chatas, lo yavirem benahar ubaspina, v'lo yeshitem al pnei hamayim, v'lo yamod b'tzad zeh v'yizrakem l'tzad zeh. So chatas water and chatas ashes may not be transported across a river or on a boat, nor may they be floated over the water, nor may one stand on one side and throw them to the other side. Aval over hu b'mayim ad savaro. But he may cross over with the water up to his neck. Over hu hatahor lechatas ubiyadav kli reikam hatahor lechatas ubamayim she'enam mekudashin. One who is ritually pure for the chatas may cross over holding in his hands an empty vessel which is ritually pure for the chatas, or with water which has not been sanctified. So these chatas waters and ashes cannot be transported or cross the river on a boat, which serves as a ferry. And this is associated with the Gemara in Chagiga of an incident concerning a man who transported chatas water and chatas ashes across the Jordan in a ship, and an olive-sized fragment of a corpse was found in the hold. And the sages declared a man should not carry chatas water or ashes and transport them in the Jordan in a ship. So they can't be floated either in a container over the water, because it's similar to using a boat. And throwing them from the side too is comparable to using a boat. But if you cross over yourself by foot and carry the chatas and the chatas water or ashes, even if the water reaches up to your neck and it looks as if you were floating with them, because you're crossing over, that's not like being in a boat, and that's fine. Mishnah 7. Efer kasher, shenit arav be'efer mikle, holchin achar harov, litame, ve'ein mekadshin bo. Rabbi Eliezer omer mekadshin bekulan. So ashes that were fit, that became mixed up with ordinary ashes, whether they convey ritual impurity depends upon which is the greater in quantity, but they may not be used for sanctification. Rabbi Eliezer says all together may be used for sanctification. So again, these are ashes of a red cow that are fit for sprinkling, and they become mixed up with ordinary ashes from wood or something else like that. So if it's mostly red cow ashes, the mixture renders impure by touch or by being carried. But if it's mostly ordinary ashes, it does not convey impurity. And they cannot be used for sanctification, even if there's mostly red cow ashes, because for a chatas, the sages apply the stringency that nullification by the preponderant part does not take effect, and therefore the other ashes are still there. And some red cow ashes are certainly found in the mixture, and therefore maybe they could be used for sanctification according to Rav Eliezer, but halakha does not follow Rav Eliezer. So our Mishnah is implying that the sanctified chatas water's conveyance of ritual purity by touch and being carried applies also to red cow ashes and not just to chatas water and chatas ashes. The Rambam's ruling implies that he considers our Mishnah as dealing with chatas water sanctified with the mixed ashes and not with the ashes alone. And similarly, in the Mishnah Achrona, the halacha is that the preponderant part conveys ritual impurity. So if the red cow ashes predominate and he's sanctified with the mixture, the water does convey ritual impurity, as does chatat water. But the unsanctified ashes do not convey ritual impurity because it has to be impure until evening. Ashes alone don't harbor any ritual impurity. Mishnah 8. All right, tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 8 and Mishnah 9.